Dear Chairman, honorable members of the World Science Forum, I'm very proud to be here because here we are in the center of democracy, and democracy means to follow the wishes of the people. And during night time, I came from Brussels to Budapest because in Brussels we are debating at present the 2012 budget. And you know, the budget for 2012 is in all our countries around the world, I think, a very important item, because if we see the debt crisis, the financial crisis, we know that we have to change. And who could help better in change than science? We have to come closer with the science committee, we have to learn, and we have to educate our politicians. And I'm the chairman of the so-called STOA committee, the science committee of the European Parliament. And in this science committee, we have 15 members out of different committees from the European Parliament, like agriculture and rural development, employment and social affairs, environment, public health and food safety, industry, research and energy, internal market and consumer protection, and transport and tourism. And out of these committees, we try to get an idea what could be the scientific technology options assessment for the new technologies in the future. And this year, we looked for three items where we thought it's good to look into the depths what we can do for this globe. And number one of our projects, which we decided, is eco-efficient transport. And you know, eco-efficient transport is an interdisciplinary, very complicated area where a lot of issues should be thought through. If you think that Europe and United States at present maybe run 500 million cars, what would it mean for this world if China, India, and others have the same amount of cars per person? So I think it's necessary to think through what can we do in this area with e-mobility as an example, or with the hydrogen energy. It's a lot of solutions, and we had our STOA annual event last year where we had a Nobel Prize laureate from Hungary, and he explained to us what we can do with CO2. And the formula is quite simple. CO2 and hydrogen is methanol plus water. And now we rethink these different strategies, and we want to give information to the politicians, what options do you have? So we don't tell them what is the best and number one. We give them options that the politicians can decide themselves, and I think that's quite crucial. The number two agenda which we have is sustainable resources. You know, around the world, resources getting more and more important. As we were born, to say generally, maybe 2 billion people have lived on this world. If we go, and let's say it's also the average, maybe 10 billion people are living on this world. So how can we create sustainable resources? And I think on the 29th of November this year, we will have our STOA annual lecture on sustainable resources. If you see that Europe imports 500 billion euro every year for energy, only for energy, not for all the other resources which we need, it shows that we have to do much more on efficiency. And the efficiency target, and the politicians had the power to say, up till 2020 we want to have 20% more efficiency. Europe at present is on the leading edge in efficiency. But we are not satisfied with it. We want to have 20% more in production of energy and in use of energy. And we need a lot of science in this area. Only if you think on the area of smart grids or intelligent metering, So also from the physics point of view, I think in smart grids we have to do a lot of research. And as the Vice Prime Minister said, in the 8th framework program of research called Horizon 2020, one of the real issues will be to have more science in the energy area, to look a little bit deeper on the backgrounds which we need to have good innovation and to get products and services which we can deliver to our citizens. The third area where we are active is the area of e-government security and social networks. Especially in the North African conflict, we all have learned again how important social networks is, how the media changes in this world. And ICT in the media industry gets more and more impact in our day-to-day life. So intellectual property, what does it mean? Copyright. How can we run different infrastructures? And I think that's also a roadmap to the aging research. Because what will these new social networks deliver for our elderly persons? The social contacts with the family, in former times only physically possible. And if I see at my own situation that I stay 3 weeks a month in Brussels and the fourth week in Strasbourg from Monday to Thursday, for me it's very important to communicate through the new technologies with my family, with my friends, and with the community which is interested in what European Parliament is doing. And Europe is now 27 member states. Next year we will have the 28th member states, Croatia within European Union. We have 500 million people. Europe is the strongest buying area in this world, and we are in a serious financial crisis. So what to do in such a crisis? And I think it's very important that the prime ministers and heads and states come together and make a financial umbrella. But the truth is, we have to pay back this money. We can't give it to the next generations. And to pay back the money, we have to look how we can get more competitive and how can we do more for our people. So competitiveness starts with science. So the approach in European Parliament is to do much more for science. And I'm a member of the research committee in European Parliament as well, and not only on the budget committee. And you know, for a member of Parliament, it's always good to be in both areas, in budget and in science, because the combination makes all us strong. And Europe looks to a more international engagement. I think the problems in this world are too big to deal only with small communities. We need an international research infrastructure. We need a better education system. We need a quick solution for how do we get the science knowledge to our teaching agenda, to our teaching people from the kindergarten to the university, to the industry, to the services. So I think altogether we should look what we can do in this big international development to make it secure and stable. And I think science has to do an utmost, because knowledge is power and power gives us security. Thank you.